פרגרף חפי, וזה בחינס, והאיר שושן צוהלו ושמחו, ומרדכי יוצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכוס, תחילס וחור, ועטרת זו הגדולה. When the victory of Purim came about, the Pasuk says that the whole city was rejoicing, and Mordechai went out dressed in royal garments, and then it gives us the color scheme. What do we have to know the color scheme? Why, who cares if there was tchelis, if there was blue wool or green wool? Well, what does that have to do with, why is that in the Torah? Ki gedulas Mordechai shehu hanes hagodol v'hanoyra moed shel Purim, because the greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik, which was the miracle of Purim, you know how it was brought about? Through one of these missiles. Through the tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbein Azal writes over there that the tefillah bebechinas din is so powerful a weapon that it could even defeat Amalek, who is the worst klipa. Shehu Haman Harashi Yamach Shemolik, which is Haman, who's a descendant of Amalek, as Rabbein Nizal shows there. Shezeo Bechinas Kriyas Yamsuf Umilchemes Amalek, Ayin Shom. As Rabbein Nizal shows over there in the Torah Tiku Teichocha, where he speaks about Kriyas, that Yisroi, what did Yisroi hear that made him come and join the Jewish people? He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. And Rabbein Nizal there shows the connection between the two. V'alkein hoyo ikar hanes al yidei shenilkecho Esther lebeis Avimelech. And that's why, when did the miracle really happen? After they captured Esther Amalka, they took Esther Amalka into the palace of Achashverosh. Ki lekichas Esther lebeis Achashverosh, ze b'chinas hatfila b'chinas din shel Bal Koyachanal. This is another example of this missile that the tzaddikim shoot, which goes into where the sitrachra swallows it up, thinking that it's theirs. It's got a label on it that says din, so they think it's theirs. Esther is also a nickname for the Shekhinah. The Zohar HaKadosh begins with the words kishoshana bein hachoichim, kein rayati ben abonois. Like a rose among the thorns, so too is my beloved. So the Meforshim bring that the word shoshana is bigimatria Esther. Esther is a nickname for the Shekhinah. Esther, Soro, Rivka, Rochel, all of these tzidkonios, their names are used as nicknames for the Shekhinah Gdoisha, which is synonymous with tefillah. Shezeo b'chinas lekicha Soro lebeis Avimelech uParoi, which corresponds exactly with the case of Soro Imenu being taken captive by Avimelech and Paroi. In fact, it's brought that Esther and Achashverosh ruled over 127 countries, the number 127 there, and by Sarah it says she lived 127 years. There's a lot of connections there between the two. Rak sheshom hoyo rak lefi shokala. However, in the case of Sarah Imenu, it was one night. It was a short stay. Ki oz loyhoyo kitrig vidin godel kolkach kemoi bimei Achashverosh. Because even though there was a kitrug at the time, even though there was a midas hadin that was so powerful that it made it possible for a goy, a tomei goy, paroi avimelech, to take Sori Menu captive into his goyish palace, but it was minimal. Whereas during the time of Achashverosh, the kitrug was much stronger. The midas hadin was much more powerful. Bekum aleinu odom belial homon arashi yamach shemoi. When there rose up against us this terrible person, this Rosh Haman, Shehu Amalek, Shehu Zuamas Hanochosh Biatzmoi, he is the essence of the snake, the filth of the snake. Asher Hashem Yisborach Biatzmoi Loichem Imoi Tomid Bishvil Yisroel, whereby Hashem himself does battle against Amalek all the time. K'may Shekosva, as the Pasuk says, Melchomo L'Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor, that only Hashem can do battle against this super powerful klipa. U'machmas Toikif Hadin Shez, and because of the fact that the Midas Hadin was so powerful at the time, Shehizgabro Zuamas HaNochosh Ma'oid, the impurity of the Nochosh was so powerful at the time, Shehu Haman HaRosho Yamach Shmoi, in the form of Haman. Alkein chuchrucha Esther shetihya nitpeses labeis Avimelech. That's why Esther Amalka had to be taken captive into the palace of this goy Russia. Vegamhu loy nogabo. And just like in the case of Sora, where it says in the Chumash that they didn't touch her, So too in the case of Esther Amalka, Kemuva B'tikunim. The Tikunei Zohar shows that Ahasuerus didn't touch her. Whenever he wanted to be with her, there was a substitute. There was a shin dalet, a female shed, that substituted for Esther Amalka. Tosfos brings this Masechet Megillah in one place. Ubegoidel koicho hoitzio me'asitrachra kol hakedushois vanitzoitzos hakedushois. And because Esther Amalka was so powerful, not only didn't Ahasuerus destroy her, step on her, but she succeeded in extracting from the Sitra Achra all kinds of holy sparks. Ad she Sitra Achra shehu homon ubeisoi naflu b'mapola shein la tekuma, to the point where the essence of the Sitra Achra, which is Haman and his 10 sons and everything, they all fell before Esther, a complete fool, v'nosan kol beisoy rechushoy l'mordechai Yehudi. And all of Haman's acquisitions, all of his wealth, was given away to Mordechai HaYehudi. Shekol ze hoya al yedei atzadekes Esther Amalka. All of this was through this righteous woman, Esther Amalka, kama shekosev, as the Pasuk says, v'tosem Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. That Esther Amalka was the one who placed Mordechai HaTzadik over the house of Haman, in control of all of Haman's belongings. V'al yedei ze olu kol hanitzoytzeis hakdoshim hamaluboshim boho ashirus. And through this, all the holy sparks that are cloaked in wealth, that are found in money and clothing and financial, you know, physical possessions, all of this had an aliyah, shehoyah kovush etzel ha-sitra achra, whereby it was originally trapped by the sitra achra, etzel Haman ubeisoy yimach shemam, in the possession of Haman, kulam chazru v'yolu el hakedusha l'mordechai Yehudi. All of it was returned to Klal Yisrael, to Mordechai HaYehudi. Shekol ze nasa aydei b'chinas hatfila b'chinas din shel habalkoyach. All of this was accomplished through that tefillah bebechinas din of the very powerful tzaddik, she'omda bebeis habliyah shelahem, which got stuck in their throat, in the throat of the sitra achra, she'ideizeh humapolas Haman Amalek. This is what brought about the downfall of Haman, she'zeh bechinas lekichas Esther lebeis Avimelech. This is the concept of Esther Amalka being taken to the house of the king, lebeis Hamelech, le'inyin sora, which is very much related to Sora Imenu being taken to Avimelech and to Paroi. V'alkein hoyo hanes al yidei nidud sheina. Now look at this. How does the miracle begin? It says that when the Balkore, who's reading the Megillah, when he reads the first part of the Megillah, he reads it low, because it's not low, but, you know, not in a super powerful voice, because things are going down, down, down. The turning point is Balailo hahu nodido shnas hamelech. On that night, Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. There was a problem with sleeping. Couldn't sleep. And that was the beginning of the end for Haman and his whole crowd. K'may shekosu balayla hahu nodido shnas hamelech. She'oz hischil ikar toikav hanes. That's when the real powerful miracle began. Why? Because we learned earlier about this. Remember, this was a major topic that we had before. Kinidud hasheino, because avoiding sleep, ze bechinas biror hamedame. Eliminating sleep is the concept of biror hamedame. Kikish hamedame mevleror hetev. When a person has succeeded in fixing up the medame really well, remember, medame is confusion. Medame is when good and bad are mixed together, twilight. Medame is the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra. When a person has been zeichet to be mevarer the medame completely, ein tzrichen lishon, then the person doesn't need sleep. Because usually, when is a person going to sleep? When they're tired, they can't think straight anymore. The brain is tired, they ask them to make a decision. I can't think right now, I have to go to sleep. I'll get up in the morning, I'll be rested, I'll be able to think clearly, I'll be able to discuss this with you. So a person, the inyan of going to sleep comes from bilbul hamedame, where the medame is taking over the person, they can't think clearly anymore. And the more a person succeeds in biror hamedame, the less sleep that person needs. Rav Nosson mentioned earlier that the great tzaddikim, who are zechet to birur hamedame, that's one of the reasons why they can get along on less sleep. Ki kishamedame mevlerar heitev, ein tzrichen lishoin. Ki ikar hasheno hu bishvil levarer hamedame. Because the main reason why we sleep is to sort out the medame. Aval kishamedame mevlerar, but when the medame is sorted out, ein tzorich sheno, we don't need sleep. Val yedei hatfila bebechinas din, and we learned earlier that through the tefillah bebechinas din, shehu bechinas lekichas Esther l'shom, of which an example of that is when Esther Amalka was taken to the house of Achashverosh, al yidei zeh nizbarer hamedame, kemvur ha-toranal. Rabbi Nassal shows there in Likut Imran that tefillah bebechinas din, one of the things it accomplishes is biror hamedame. It sorts out, it cleans up the medame. V'alkein hoyo'oz nidud shena. And that's why the sleep went away. Sheze nimshach mi birur hamedame. That's one of the results of a birur hamedame. Vayedeze hoyo toikif hanes. And that's what resulted in the powerful miracle. Ki ikar hanes shel purim hu lahachnia molik. Shehu ikar hakfirus vapikursus kemavur makamachar. Because the main miracle of Purim was the defeat of Haman, who is Amalek, who is Kfira. Amalek is all about Kfira. Apikursis, as is brought in Likut Imran Tanina, chapter 19. Ulegalois emunas chidush olam. And bringing about the defeat of Amalek is revealing, is broadcasting to the world emuna, emuna in Hashem. One of the most important points of emuna is emuna in chidush olam. That we believe that Hashem created the world from nothing, from complete nothing. Kimavor b'div Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, al posuk vayehi yodav emuna hanemar b'milchemes Amalek. If you look in the Chumash, where it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu doing battle against Amalek, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands in emuna. Why? Because that's the tug of war here. Amalek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Amalek is bigimatria sofek. Amalek is all about doubts. He's anti-Emuna. He is the antithesis of Emuna. He was istagninus, he was starge, all kinds of stuff. The opposite, he was trying to weaken the Emuna of the Jewish people and weaken the world's Emuna in Hashem, the Jewish people. The Jews came out of Mitzrayim. The whole world respected him and was afraid of him. The whole world saw Hashem. Amalek said, yeah, watch this. I'm going to cool the whole thing off. Everybody's so sure there's Hashem, watch me. And he jumps to attack the Jews to show they're not invincible, not afraid. That's what Amalek is all about. How did Moshe Rabbeinu do battle against him? Vayhi yodov emuna. He raised his hands in emuna tfila. He knew the battle is the battle of emuna versus non-emuna. That's the whole battle with Amalek. She'ikar ma'polas Amalek kol yedei hizgalos emuna gdosha. The main downfall of Amalek is brought about when we reveal and broadcast emuna. V'alkein hoyo ikar ma'polas haman Amalek al yedei nidud hashena. And that's why the downfall of Haman came about, because Achashverosh couldn't sleep. He was looking in the books. He saw how special Mordechai is. And that was the beginning of the end for Haman. Shehu b'chinas birur hamedame, lack of not sleeping, person who doesn't need sleep, is a concept of birur hamedame. Shaydeze nizgaleh emunah k'dosha. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the more we are mevare the medame, the more we get rid of the medame. Medame is cloudiness, confusion. The more we see the emuna. Sheze ikar mapolas Amalek v'Haman. That's the real downfall of Amalek and Haman. And we learned earlier that when a person has all of this, the tefillah bebchinas din, the birur hamedame, the elimination of Amalek, the elimination of taivas niyuv, through this we're zoche to the chut shel chesed, to the light of tzitzis. V'zehu u'mordechai yotzam lefnei ha'melech b'levush malchus tcheles. That Mordechai went forth dressed in royal robes that had tcheles in it. This is merames to the tzitzis, of which the most important part is the tcheles. Sheheim iker tikun venoi kol hamalbushe kovoi. That's the real beauty of all the royal garments. The highest beauty is that tcheles. Hainu sheoz nizgale al yedei Mordechai oyer hatzitzis. Shu b'chinas levush malchus tcheles v'chur. That through Mordechai Hatzadik and Esther Amalka, through everything they achieved, they revealed the light of tzitzis, which is this tcheles. Ka'idei hatfila b'pinas din, a'idei zehu mapolas Haman, it brings about the downfall of Haman, v'nizgala he'emun ha'gdoisha, the emun is revealed, ad she'zoichin l'chut shel chesed, till we're zoiched to that final result, which is the chut shel chesed, shehu b'pinas oyer hatzitzis, shehu b'pinas levush malchus tcheles v'chur. That's this royal garment.